Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Lamed Vav, mitzvah 436. We begin Parshas Re'eh. We are on the, not the last leg of our journey, but one of the last legs. They're very large legs. We are up to Parshas Re'eh. Now starts the three major parshios in Sefer Dvarim with a large number of mitzvahs of the Torah. Right, many, many mitzvahs. Re'eh has 55, Shoftim has 41, and Kisetze has 74. That is a large percentage in these three parshios coming up. After that, there's only eight mitzvahs left. Kisavo has six, and Nitzav Vayelech have two. But this is what we have in the 200 mitzvahs of Dvarim. We have already done 32 of them, and now we are on the next stage, Parshas Re'eh, 55 mitzvahs, the first one having to do with Avodah Zarah. The second one, a little connection to Avodah Zarah, but we'll see it's kind of the opposite. Says the Torah here in Perek Yud Beis in Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu continues to give his pep talk at the end of his life, and the Torah tells us, Eile hachukim ha-mishpatim asher tishmeru la'asos. These are the laws that you should guard. Ba'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha asher nasan Hashem Elokei avasecha l'cha l'rishta, that Hashem gave you. Interesting, he gave us already. They didn't go in yet. The answer is, L'zaracha et nenuk. We're already to Avram Avinu. There's already a connection to Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael from Avram Avinu. Kol hayom asher etem chayim al ha'adama. Here it is. Abed ta'abdun. Totally eradicate and destroy, as kol hamikomos asher avdu sham hagoyim, all the places that were worshipped by the non-Jews, asher atem yorshim osam, the places that you are going to inherit, es Eloheihem, their gods, al heharim haramim, the gods that are on the high mountains, v'al hagvaos, and in the valleys, v'tachas gleis ra'anan, the gods under the trees, v'nitatztem es mizbechosam, you shall destroy their altars. Vishibartim es matzevosam. Strong language. Va'asherehem tisrafun va'esh. Their ashera avodazara trees you shall burn in fire. Upsile Elohim tegadeun. Also their forms of gods you shall cut down. Vi'ibadetem es shemam minamakomahu. Very strong language. V'itatztem v'shibartim. It's all the PL verbs. Right, it's all these with strong verbs. V'ibadetem, v'shibar, that's shavar, shiber, totally destroy. Destroy all of them. And then the next pasuk is going to be Lo Sasun Kei L'Hashem Elokeichem, which Be'ez Hashem will be the next mitzvah. But this is the mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah. Abei ta'abdun, the double lashon, all the places. A couple of mitzvahs ago, I think we spoke about the fact that if everything has to be destroyed, and they worship, the Gemara says, in every area, so how was Har HaMoriah, a place that we could build a Beis HaMikdash on, if it was Nassar, if the places on there were Nassar. So we spoke about that, that maybe Avram Avinu, even before it was Nassar, he already took claim to it, and therefore, you know, the Mosad Avashen Shalom. That was a discussion we had a couple of days ago. So let's now go into today's mitzvah. Mitzvah Tav Lamed Vav, the mitzvah to be La'abed Avodah Zarah U'misham Sheha. Says the Chinuch, Sheditz Tavinu, La'abed Batei Avodah Zarah Kulam. We are commanded to destroy all houses of Avodah Zarah, B'chol Mine Ibud, in all types of destructive ways, B'shivaron, U'bisreifa, B'harisa, U'bikrisa. The Chinuch quoting all the different verbs that the Torah uses here. Kol Min B'masharoylo. Any item, however you destroy it. If it's metal, you melt it, right? If it's wood, you burn it. However you destroy it. Klomar, b'mashi yoter mashchis u'mamaher b'charbano. Whatever is a demonstrative way and an efficient way of destroying. Right? We find the mitzvah of destruction by various mitzvos. We find it by chametz. We have a mitzvah of tashbisu sa'ar mivatechem. That's also a mitzvah of destruction. We have the mitzvah of machotim chazecher amalek. We have the mitzvah of machotim chah by the Zion Amamin. Right, so this is the mitzvah, the Achronim, I think, point out, why is there no bracha on this mitzvah? If I find an Avodah Zarah, Asher G'nishadu B'Bitzoza V'Sivanu L'Shbar or L'Shaber at Avodah Zarah. There's no bracha on mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah, because there's no bracha on destruction. That's why the Mechias HaMalek doesn't have a bracha according to a number of the Achronim. What about Bir Chametz? That has a bracha, Al Bir Chametz. That's destruction. So one might say it's not a destruction as much as creating a house without chametz in it. It's the creation. That's the lamdas. So, okay, you might say that about creating a world without avodah zara too. You can formulate it like that too. But in lamdas, maybe it's not. Maybe per se, destroying avodah zara is the mitzvah. That's the conceptual way of defining it. Mashenkein by chametz, it's about destroying, or even like we discussed, the Minchas Chinuch has the discussion. Maybe it's not even about destroying as much as it is making sure that there is no chametz. And therefore, if there is no chametz, I fulfilled the mitzvah also. Tashbisu is just the result oriented. If I don't have chametz, maybe I don't have to go out and buy some in order to destroy it. It's just making sure that there is no chametz here. That's very different than searching and destroying for avodah zarah. So it could be. Either way, that's just a little bit about the bracha. But the mitzvah is to destroy it in any way. Va'kavana shalom naniach roshem la'avodah zarah. We should not have any roshem to avodah zarah. V'alzeh ne'emar. And that's what the pasuk says. Abed ta'abdun eskolam ha'kamos v'chulu. Totally obliterate, totally destroy any place where there was avodah zarah worship. V'nomar gamkein ki im kota asulahem mizbechoseim titotsu v'yamar ovanitata mizbechosam. All the different psukim that are quoted. So this is the mitzvah. Right, much of the mitzvah maybe could only be performed where Yad Yisrael Takifa, where we have control. Right, some mitzvahs, if there's a base of avodah zarah, b'zman hazeh, we don't have it in our jurisdiction to destroy it. It would be illegal, and therefore we wouldn't be able to do it. If there is a certain religion that we think is avodah zarah, according to some rishonim, right, we're not allowed, b'zman hazeh, to go and destroy that. We'd be arrested, be thrown in jail. So the mitzvah is not applicable today in that sense, even though if we find some type of idol, it would be. We discussed a couple of days ago, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, the whole controversy of the sheitels. The sheitels of the hair from India, and we discussed then, relating to this mitzvah too, Abet Abdun, right, there was the mitzvah of not getting any hana'ah, but it also has to do with this, the mitzvah of Sreifa, the mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah. Once in a while, it might come up. The Amar, good. Vaharaya shezu mitzvahs asay. Masha Amar b'Sanhedrin u'b'avodah zara. What's the raya that this is counted as a mitzvahs asay that it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? My mitzvahs asay ika klamer la'abda. So it says v'nitatztem, and then it says minayin ato omer shim kitzis asher ve'chlifa afilu aser pa'amim shechayev atom l'kotesa. How do I know that it'll say I cut down an asher tree and it grew back and they worshipped it again and it cut down and grew back? You have to keep destroying it. Abeit tabdun. That's the double lashon. So this is the mitzvah to totally obliterate and destroy any of the avodah zarah structures or ideas that are in the world. Rav Sternbach points out a question from Rav Yecheskel Abramsky that this mitzvah is mentioned a couple of times in the Torah. And if you look back in Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk says, "Ki im hares tahar seim v'shaber tishaber matzevo sehem." It does not say there at all the mitzvah of sreifa. In our pasuk, it says va'asherehem tisrafun ba'esh. Earlier in Mishpatim, it also uses verbs of destruction, but it does not say sreifa. So he says v'yafatirets. I like the answer of Yecheskel Abramsky, who quotes the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses how it is possible, what we alluded to before, that the umos ha'olam can aser eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, michdi yerusha hilahem. This is a Yerusha to Am Yisrael, Me Avoseyem, from Avram Avinu, Veina the Moser, Dovashina Shalo. So how is it possible that the nations, the Canaanim, the Chitim, all the nations that were there until Bnei Yisrael came back in, since the time of Avram Avinu, how could they answer? Veina the Moser, Dovashina Shalo. Ve'im Yisham Hanach to Me Ikara. And if it's from maybe the ones from earlier, bebituva ba'alma sagilu, just be mevatel them. You're allowed to be mevatel an avodah zarah of a non-Jew, avodah zarah of a Jew. One cannot, but avodah zarah of a non-Jew can. So just do bittel. So Ella says the Gemara. This is the problem. Mitapalchu Yisrael le'egel. At the moment that the Jews committed the crime of the egel, goli adaitayu denichalu ba'avodas kochavim. Wow. Right when the ego took place in the Midbar, that affected halacha in Eretz Kena'an. At that moment, the Pasha of the Gemara is that they did avodah zarah, so memela, they were megala their das, that all avodah zarah in the world is nicha for them to have an existence. So at that moment in time, all the avodah zarahs in Eretz Kena'an, that up until now were held back and were not ne'asar, because of ein adam osa davashin shalo, because the real owner is not happy about it, at the moment of the ego, all Bnei Yisrael, the owners of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kenan, they were happy about it. So nichalu avodas kochavim, v'chi asu ovde kochavim, shlichusa didhu avdi. Wow. So when the goyim did it, when they worshipped, so that was fine. Hachanami, Yisrael, shazaka levena, gaitat nichalu avodas kochavim, v'chulu, and then the Gemara continues. And then the Gemara says, v'dilma be'egel hu, denichalu hu b'midi achrini lo. Who says it was all about a zar? Maybe it was just the egel. Maybe it was just the ego, nothing else. Amar Kra Eila Elohecha Yisrael Milamed. Rashi quotes this: She'ivu le'Elohus harbe. They desired many, many gods. That's the language. That's Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk in Kisisa. Eima Kolta Bahadi Egel Nitzru Mikan Veilch Nishri. Okay, so maybe everything that was existent at that moment by the Egel, that's all Aser. But everything else afterwards, they did tshuva. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu burned them, and this and that. They did tshuva, so maybe only the ones that were up till then were aser. So the Gemara ends off with two words, man muchach. So which do you know? How do you know which were around, which weren't around? So it's impossible. So you just got to destroy all of them. You have to destroy all of them. The Achronim wonder, is this a raya that Savi Daraisa L'chumer is a Din Daraisa? Because you have to destroy them, because you don't know. Right, man muchach. Either way, this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. So says Rav Sternbach now, quoting Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, now we understand why in Parshat Mishpatim there was no mitzvah of sreifa, of utter obliteration, while later on here in Parshat Re'eh there is. What happened in between? The Cheta Egel. The Nimsa, the Kodim, Shechatu Yisrael, Becheta Egel, Lo Nasru HaAsheros. Beforehand, the Asheros were a Nasar. There was no Isra of sreifa. Right, it was just getting rid of the items and not worshiping them. But beforehand, it wasn't. Uba parsh mishpatim should establish yisrael b'mishpatim kodesh shachadu beegel lo nitzavu kiyim laharsim l'shavram kedish leis kaimu asheru sheshim shakavad azor lakum. Not to keep them. There wasn't a mitzvah chovas gavra to destroy everything. It was just to make sure that it's not around. Aval acher shachadu becheta egel neesru b'hanaa kedin avod azara deba yisreifa. Explains Rav Chesel Abramsky, the egel happened in between mishpatim and re'eh, and that is why we say that sreifa, the language of sreifa, is used here. There is also interesting, once we have that Gemara open, there's an interesting Tosfos Rid on that Gemara. The Gemara there says, the language of the Gemara is that the Goyim acted as our shlichim. It's an obvious question. There's no shlichus to an Akum. Once in a while, you find in a Rishon that there's shlichus to a guy. Here, it's in the Gemara. Or Rashi, then the Masechta Shabbos, says the Amir L'Akam on Shabbos is based on a concept of shlichus on a rabbinic level. But here the Gemara says it. Say, Reisi Makshim, ain't shlichus l'goy, asked the Tosas Rid. V'yamrina Nami, ain't shlich l'dvar avera. And ain't shlich l'dvar avera. They're doing an avera for me? Right? That's the principle. The Meshalech can't be chayiv. The Ein Zukushis Shel Klum, says the Tosas Rid. And this is important for our top mitzvah. This is important for the sugi of shlichus l'dvar avera. Important for a lot of topics. Ve'ezu klushi shaklum, tosas rid, abo dezara nun gimel, de lo amrinan ein shleich levar avera, ela shalo yischayev asholcho. What does ein shleich levar avera mean? I tell you, could you please go steal? So what does that mean? The act of stealing took place. It just means that I'm not going to be chayev for it. I'm not going to be punished for it. Ve'ein shleichus l'gay nami, she'echashevu k'gay o agay k'moso. And also, when it comes to an avera, usually it's not transferable. The avera, the mishaleach, does not get the avera. Aval shlichus tahacha, this isn't real shlichus. You don't need shlichus here. We're not saying that the Bnei Yisrael got the avera of the non-Jewish Canaanite worshiping. But we just acknowledge that this is avodah zarah. The act was done. That's all we need. And therefore, that's all what's gone here. It's a gilui das, more than real shlichus. Tahacha inu ela hachacha ba'alma, debirt so no hu ovda, v'hu marsheyu, I allow you, v'lo mishri mishum tahavidavar sheinu shalo. All we have to do is to get over the hump of eidon demosa davar sheinu shalo, and that is good enough here, so therefore there's not a violation of ein shliach lidvar avera. Okay, there's more, but let us continue. So, the Gemara says, the Chinuch says that this is all one big fat mitzvah, destroying Avodah Zarah all different ways. One other Ha'ara, before we even get to some of the other details, the Smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, one of these Sefer Mitzvahs, counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 mitzvos, and the Rambam only counts one of them, and the Chinuch only counts one of them. He counts every phrase in this pasuk as a separate mitzvah asei daraisa. La'abed shmam, this mitzvah lamed zayin in the smak, and he continues. L'shaber matzevosam, l'gadeya ashera, l'srof ashera, l'hashmid bamosam, l'tutz mizbechosam, la'abed kelim shenishtam shubayam la'akum. All of those are separate mitzvahs asei daraisa, says the chinuch. Wow, that's the... Smak. The Chinuch argues, the Chinuch of the Rambam, there's all one big mitzvah. Interesting, why does the Smak count it as a separate mitzvah? Each one is a different idea? No, it's the same idea, but a different maisa mitzvah, and therefore it counts it as a separate mitzvah. Good, we continue now with the end of that paragraph. Another important ha'ara. V'batzem ha'shamam en ha'makom ahu. What does it say in the Torah? Destroy them from that place. Be'eretz Yisrael ata mitzuba l'rdof achareihem, ve'iata mitzuba l'rdof achareihem b'chutz la'aretz. There are differences in halacha between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz regarding this mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to search and destroy. You have to go into the caves, go into the houses, just get it, root them out. In Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, you see them, you destroy them. But there's no mitzvah of L'sharesh Achareha. This is what the Rambam also discusses in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. He also lays down the law that there's a difference between the two based on the psukim. Based on the psukim, mitzvahs asay la'abed avodah zara u'misham sheha, v'chol ha'naaseh b'shvila, u'be'eretz Yisrael mitzvah lirdof achareha ad shenovad osam mikol artzeinu. Aval b'chutz la'aretz ein anu mitzuvin lirdof achareha ela kol makom shenichbosh oso novad kol avodah zara shebo. You go somewhere, the avodah zara is there, destroy it. You don't have to go and search and destroy in other places. You can have avodah zara next to you. You can't bring it into your house. But you don't have to search and destroy in all places. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to search and destroy in all places. Why is that? It's the palace of the king. Palace of the king. We need a clear and pure Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well. The Shulchan Aruch says, right, there's a mitzvah that applies always, as we'll see in the Chinuch soon. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Yoredeya, Kuf Mem Vav, Tzarech L'sharish Achar Ha'elilim. You have to be Misharish after them. And, right, in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to get to the next phrase in a few minutes, but the language I wanted to read of the Taz is the Tzarech L'Sharei Shachareha Dezudavka Be'Eretz Yisrael She'Tzarech Lios Menuke U'Mituheres. Eretz Yisrael has to be clean and pure. It's the palace of the king, right? This is the chosen land, and we have to, if we don't, in Chutz La'aretz, okay, it's a tummy place. So as long as I don't worship it, it's okay. It's more on the Gavra. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's of course on the Gavra too, but it's on the Chefsa. We have to make Eretz Yisrael pure. We have to rid Eretz Yisrael of all Avodah Zarah, and that's why we have to search and destroy. Continue. Misharshi HaMitzvah, Limchos Shem Avodah Zarah V'chol Zichrom in Olam, to wipe out any name of Avodah Zarah. V'dinei Kalula Bipshara Kasuv, and the Dinim, they're beforeish in the Pasuk. First in the Pasuk, you don't have to come up with any other reasons that you have to get rid of it. There is an interesting halacha that is not quoted in the Rambam or the Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch picks up on this. It's a Gemara. The Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Hei says, there is a mitzvah to call an Avodah Zarah names, to make fun of an Avodah Zarah. Special din. The Gemara says, he quotes it in Oz Beis, mitzvah lachanos l'shem genai. It's a mitzvah to make fun of an Avodah Zarah. The Gemara gives examples. Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Hei, Amid Beis. The Gemara says, if you have an Avodah Zarah that's called Beis, we find the examples that are mentioned here. Ketzad, Hayikaron Oso Beis Galya, it's called Beis Galya, the revealed one, up on top. Karon Oso Beis Karya, Ein Kol, it's the eye of everyone. Ein Kol, it's the eye of the thorn. Meaning, call it names to insult it. That, the Minchas Chinuch wonders why the Rambam and the Chinuch do not mention that. Why don't they mention that? Special din of making fun of the Avodah Zarah. That is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in that same halacha that I read before, Kuf Mem Vav Tesvav, Tzarech L'Sharish Achar Elilim, V'Lachanos L'Shem Genai. To call it an insulting name. That is a part of the Mitzvah Zaseh D'Araisa of Abay Ta'abdun. To lower it in my eyes. That's what the Azayim LaTorah says a little bit, and we can expand on it. When you call something a name, that itself is destroying it. Self-destroying it. When I'm not machshiv something, when I make fun of it, that itself is also a destruction. Right? The Gemara says in Megillah, Kol Leitzonusa Asira. All Leitzonis is Asur, Bar Mi Leitzonusa Avodah Zarah. The Sharia. Except for Leitzonis, except for mocking Avodah Zarah. Right? We say it in Hallel. That they have Aznayim Lahem Lo Yidaberu, and I'm right, all of the Tehillim that we say. Validei Zeh, by through doing this and being mocking and scoffing, so that is a form of destroying, right? The Musar Haskel obviously being, you know, whenever we do that to a non-Avodah Zarah, we are destroying the person, the object, the item, and we have to make sure to watch ourselves in terms of how we talk and how we treat others, right? Because that's you learn that from Abed to Abdu in the positive. Continuing, finishing up, V'noheges mechosachar merakevus, this mitzvah applies to men and women, b'chol makom v'chol zman. It's all, right, b'chol makom v'chol zman, all places, meaning it's different in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz, but it's all places, u'v'chol zman and always. Shem mitzuva aleinu la'abeit shem avodah zarah, im yesh lakoach v'yadeinu. That's a crucial point. If we have a koach, we have the koach biyadenu. Aval ein anu chayevin ledov acharei la'avda ela be'eretz Yisrael. You only have to run after it in Eretz Yisrael bizman she'yadid takifa lovdecha, when we have the power. So it's to destroy, right? If one says that like the Rambam says, that Christianity is a base of Avodah Zarah, then Be'ez Hashem, when Mashiach comes, we should hopefully be able to bring everyone to turn the base of Avodah Zarah into batim of serving one God monotheism. Right? That's what we hope for. Right? There is halacha. There are some shuls that used to be churches. Right? And that is, yeah, Brother Moshe talks about it, changing the church, changing the structure of a church. One is allowed to do that. Physically, one doesn't have to destroy it in that context. You could just be Mishana it. So again, that's the hope that Mashiach comes and will be able to bring the call Am Yisrael, and all people in the world to be able to follow one God. The Menachas Chinuch does mention at the end that this mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah is not mitzvah on Bnei Noach. They're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, but they are not commanded on a number of the Abizrayu of the Avodah Zarah, those issues, Ach ben Noach, Ach lo, they're not mitzuva alav and elu, v'zeh pashut, says the Menchas Chinuch. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll continue with the Isser of destroying God's name.